the update front, I have breaking news for you. Matt Joyce is going to play in Nashville on Tuesday.
Do you foresee a long rehab for him or something that could bring him back?
Well, I mean, he's going to get several games under his belt based on the fact that he's been out as long as he has. But, you know, we're running up on September pretty soon. So, you know, there's only so much time for him to play with one of the affiliates and get ready. So that will start on Tuesday, and I think we'll have enough time to get him to feel comfortable to probably add him in September.
What have you thought of the job that guys have brought in for that position we've done?
They've been great. I mean, it seems like everybody we get from development ends up being impactful for us. You know, we still have Dustin Fowler down there. We still have Franklin Barreto down there. Both those guys have been big for us over the course of the season, too. You know, we talk about the contributions of 25. It goes much deeper for us. So we have, you know, whether it's the Ryan Doles and Colombs and Mengdons and Montases and Chris Bassetts, all those guys that have been important to us over the course of the season, you know, as well as the guys I just talked about offensively. You know, we're getting contributions from a lot of guys. So good chance we see most of those guys, if not all of them, in September. And, you know, we tend to, you know, give everybody an opportunity. And also in September with some of these guys, that allows us to give some guys some days off too that have been out there every day. And, you know, especially on this 20-game stretch, part of it is in September, so that'll help as well.
Can you notice what Fowler's been doing recently?
He's been killing it. Seems like he gets three hits every day. So that's what we wanted him to do, is go down there and get comfortable. You know, this guy is going to be our center fielder of the future, I believe. And, you know, just wasn't getting the opportunity to play every day here. And then when Nick came in and, you know, Mark was comfortable in center field, you know, we just didn't have the at-bats for him. But he's going to be a significant player for us.
It seems like early on, Steven kind of struggles out in right field a little bit. And since, I mean, he's making a lot of really nice plays look routine. What have you thought of just him defensively?
You're seeing exactly the way I am. I mean, you know, and you look at his numbers too now in the doubles. I think he's top, 10 in doubles in the American League now. So for a guy that got off to a little bit of a slow start for obvious reasons, he's become the player that we've really expected him to be, an everyday right fielder that, you know, lengthens our lineup, you know, plays defense, gets big hits for us. You know, the homer string that he had, you know, late in games, you know, he doesn't get a lot of the fanfare that some of the other guys get, but he is a really, really good everyday player for us. And he's got a complete game that he's showing off here for the last 3 or 4 months.
The rotation was not exactly your strongest point at the beginning of the season, but as soon as the pen started getting stronger and stronger, the starters are getting better. You think it's kind of contagious that they say, I got to prove myself with not to leave games in 15 or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot was written about the bullpen and some of the other facets of our game, and, you know, some of those guys felt a little left out. So they pitched as well as, you know, any facet of our, they've contributed as well as any facet of our game here recently. And it allows us not to have to run those guys out of the bullpen from the fifth inning on all the time. So it's been great timing, and, you know, coming up here on the stretch, we need them to go a little bit farther in the game for us. And, you know, Trevor, 7 innings yesterday was great.
Bob, I know you don't go on the standings, obviously, but considering what's going on now, did you get up this morning and pick up your Chronicle and look at the standings?
The Chronicle? Actually, I do read the Chronicle. I didn't pick it up this morning because it was a little bit early. I came straight here, but I think, you know, I also get the stat pack that I look at every day, look at certain stats on other teams and so forth. And yeah, we have moved up in the standings, and it makes you feel good. You know, it is where we are right now. We have to continue to do that. There's no pause because of where we are. But there's a sense, there's a good feeling because of it, and, you know, I know our guys feel good about it, but, you know, there's a lot of games left to play, but to this point, we feel good.
You have a lot of good arms now in the pen, but you only have one lefty. Do you think, is that something that you will look forward to maybe next?
You know, he really hasn't gotten the work here recently that you would expect. For one lefty, so many teams match up now. And a lot of times that left hander, that left on left matchup is not there a lot. So, you know, we've run through Toronto and we had Detroit. We've had some teams where there weren't a lot of great matchups for him. Coming up, there will be, and he'll pitch a little bit more coming up. But just the way teams do it nowadays, they're trying to stay away from left-left, which means you don't have to be three or four deep in there. He also has the ability to get right-handers out. So, you know, we knew that coming in spring. But just here recently, you haven't seen him as much because of what I just said.
What have you found with Olsen's at-bats, especially this homestand and in close games?
Doesn't surprise me. I mean, what we saw last year and, you know, kind of set a high bar for himself. Almost too high. I mean, you couldn't expect him to be on the homer pace that he was last year, but he gets big hits for us. He's a great defender. You know, he's hitting lefties better than he ever has here recently, too, you know, with the opportunity to face him. So, you know, you look at our 2, 3, 4, 5 guys, you know, we really, with Piscotty 6, too, I mean, those are guys that are just going to play every day, and we're not going to match up with those guys. And Matt Olson's right in the middle of that.
Yesterday was his 162nd game in big leagues, and he's got 43 home runs in his career. I mean, when you have those corner guys, you always look for that kind of power position. I mean, it seems like you've got that with Olson.
No doubt. And we've talked often about defensively, not only is he a great defender, he makes everybody else better defensively. And he leads the league in picks. You know, in our ballpark, you miss over there, it's two bases. And allows our guys to just let it go, whether it's high or low, and knowing that he's going to pick them up. So he's just a really good player. I didn't realize that. And, you know, the first, what, probably 30, 40 games of that were, you know, one pinch hit or playing a game and not playing a game and didn't really get consistent bats. So 40-plus home runs in 162 games when you didn't get the opportunity to play every day to start, it's impressive.
What's allowed Nick Martini to sustain success he's had here the last year or so?
Just staying with his approach. You know, he's as good as we have is making pitchers work. And throw pitches, even if he makes an out, it seems like he sees 6 or 7 pitches. And, you know, to be able to fit the leadoff spot, we really don't have a true leadoff guy. You know, Marcus done a great job against lefties, but Nick is that guy for us against righties. And, you know, I don't think he puts too much pressure on himself because he knows the guys behind him will pick him up. But, you know, really since he got here and what we saw in spring training, that's his expertise is making pitchers work and obviously gotten some big hits for us too.
It could be kind of a crowded outfield. Is that competition good? Everybody sort of gets back.
You know, we use everybody, so I don't know that we rely on one or two guys or want the pressure of him to think that if he doesn't do well for a game or two, somebody's going to take his spot. I don't think these guys think that way. I think they know that everybody is used here and everybody kind of embraces that, so that he doesn't put any added pressure on himself.
What did you mean when you said teams are trying to stay away from left-left?
Well, you see a lot more pinch hitting on left-left matchups. Even a guy like Josh Reddick over here, they'll hit for. So there aren't that many left-handed hitters in the league anymore that you know you're going to get your left-left matchup on. So teams are pinch hitting a lot more.
Right.